Welcome to BioCity Law. Today we have came up with a new topic about the right legal supports post-accidents and the role of the lawyers. A serious accident or an episode of failure in the insurance claims can have more significant consequences than you can imagine. The victim suffers not only damage to health and economic damage but also moral and existential damage. The actual damages can also be suffered as a result by the family members of the direct victim. Victims may initially be led to think that the perpetrator, after requesting compensation, could come forward and offer to settle the dispute amicably. But that's not how it works. The manager will usually do everything to avoid or delay the payment or, at best, have their insurance company intervene. Although the hypothesis in which the person responsible has an insurance company is undoubtedly desirable, it must nevertheless be observed that the insurance companies are interested in denying and decreasing the payment of compensation even to victims of damages that are clearly attributable to the fault of others. So if you face a bogato di accidenti di auto, you need to take the proper steps. The only way to get justice, fair compensation for the damage you have suffered is to make a damage claim. This is not a task you can handle alone. The procedure for claiming damages for accidents or medical malpractice is particularly complex and requires the assistance of a staff of medical professionals and specialized lawyers. What is compensation for damage? Damage means an injury or illness or economic loss that may have been caused or made worse by someone else's fault. Damage compensation means a procedure provided for by law to repair unjust damage, that is, damage committed with intent or negligence. If you have suffered damage, you may then be able to make a claim against those responsible. Difference between compensation and indemnity. Compensation, as mentioned above, is the activity required by law to repair unjust damage. The distinctive features of compensation are, therefore, the legal provision and injustice of the damage. On the other hand, compensation is provided for by law regardless of the ascertainment of the injustice of the damage and therefore also in cases where there would be no obligation to compensate for the prejudices created. This is a case in which the law, regardless of the ascertainment of the guilt or willful misconduct of the person responsible, still deems it appropriate for the injured party to receive a sum to balance a situation that would risk becoming unjust. An example is a compensation pursuant to Decree No in favor of the victims of permanent damage caused by compulsory vaccinations or optional but strongly recommended, and by administering transfusions and blood products. This indemnity is granted, in fact, regardless of the ascertainment of the responsibility of the health facility, the doctor, or the pharmaceutical company. Get more information. BioCity.com.